Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin Property Taxpayers. Before we get started, a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Mike Ganzi from Ganzi & Associates. We're passionate about continuing on our mission to help more Wisconsin businesses create more success. If you have any questions about our insurance products or just want a second opinion about your insurance or employee benefits, I invite you to check out ANSI.com, or better yet, give us a call at Ganzi & Associates. And let's have a conversation about your business and how we can help you secure, protect, and grow your version of the American dream.
Well, hello. Glad you're here. I'm Paul Roseski. Today is Wednesday, the 19th of February, 2025. Interestingly enough, it is Iwo Jima Day today, the day that the Battle of Iwo Jima began with the U.S. Armed Forces invading the island. It's one of those names that many have heard of, but know little about. What I learned is that some of the bloodiest fighting of the Pacific Theater in World War II took place at Iwo Jima. The United States had larger numbers of people and arms, as well as air supremacy, and Japan couldn't retreat or be reinforced. And it was about 70,000 Marines that fought in the battle compared to 21,000 Japanese forces. So, from the start, the U.S. expected victory in a matter of days, maybe a week, but it took 5 weeks to take the island. What the U.S. didn't anticipate was how long and how hard fought winning that battle was going to be. On the other hand, as we switch our perspective back to Wisconsin, the next major objective as a state is to pass the state budget. And I don't think there's anyone that is underestimating what kind of effort it's going to take to get this across the finish line, whether it gets there before the current budget expires or not. But the first domino has fallen with Governor Evers' proposal for a budget being released. It is game on, baby. So let's jump into some news together. And that is exactly where we will start, the governor's budget and his speech. He hit the highlights in his speech of what he wanted the voters to hear, starting with reminding everyone that he has called 2025 the year of the kid, and a bunch of his initiatives revolved around that, most of which we won't get to here. I'm sorry, but there's only so much time, and I doubt you want more than the highlight from a 762-page government budget. Since there's a lot of ceremony and pomp around speeches like this, I decided to go with a theme. I will cover the highlights with the theme of something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. We start with something old. There were a bunch of policies that keep coming up, budget after budget after budget. Substantial increases in K-12 funding, increases in funding for the UW system, and actually not only that, but, quote, the biggest funding increase for the UW system in our state's history, unquote. Some don't end up happening, like expanding Badger Care and a request to legalize, regulate, and tax the sale of marijuana for recreational use. Some are policies that WPT supports, like rural road funding and agricultural road funding and addressing PFAS in our water supply. The list goes on. Now let's go to something new. And what do you know? How about that? Governor Evers has proposed a 2-year property tax freeze. If municipalities or counties freeze their property taxes and do not have an increase, they will get the equivalent of 3% of their levy as a payment from the state. I love it. And while there are details in the payment structure that I specifically do not like and hope gets changed, this is the most important tax relief Wisconsin could ask for, period. Income taxes and sales taxes are not out of control right now. It's property taxes. Another big bunch of new ideas this budget are around a massive overhaul and investment in the Wisconsin correctional system, things like body cams for guards, an ombudsman for reporting any sort of illegal activity, abuse, etc., closing and expanding of facilities, really, a massive focus on a mismanaged and broken system, I think it's also needed. Wrapping up with something new is eliminating sales taxes on natural gas, electricity, and pharmaceuticals. We haven't seen that before. Now, to something borrowed. Funny enough, Governor Evers took a page out of the Trump playbook and is proposing no taxes on tips, which does include cash or card tips. And while other states have proposed this, they propose no taxes on the first $20,000 or $25,000 in tips. I didn't see a limit in any of the governor's proposal. I may have missed it. And now we get to something blue. And critics of the budget will be quick to point out that they see this budget as clearly coming from a Democrat governor, since the proposal is creating a few new offices of state government, has some enormous tax increases, and if written as passed, will be a massive increase in the state budget. So let's break each of these three things down. Number one, in this budget, the second biggest budget increase is going to public instruction, aka K-12 schools, for $1.5 billion more dollars, which is a lot, but it isn't even the most. Governor Evers is proposing a $4 billion increase to health services, which happens most every year. It's related to covering the proposed increase in Badger Care, because that's what's happened in previous budgets, so I'm assuming that's part of what's happening here. However, it's also probably having something to do with the new Healthcare Advocacy Office, which will be designed to be a source of consumer advocacy and, according to the governor, could have the power to audit health systems when issues or trends of denial of coverage happen. I assume this would be the Government of Consumer and Trade Protection, although I wonder why they aren't already doing this. It may be redundant. Maybe it's a department that simply needs to hire a person or two with a similar directive instead of needing a whole new government offshoot. Number two, enormous tax increases. Governor Evers has proposed adding an additional income tax bracket. This new top tax bracket would start at income over $1 million, and the rate would go from 7.65% to 9.85%, a jump of over 2%, and would immediately put Wisconsin as having the sixth highest income tax rate out of the 50 states. Only folks like California and New York and New Jersey are higher. Funny enough, part of the explanation for this brags that we'll still be lower than Minnesota and Democrat Tim Walz. He doesn't say that. I do. First off, we would be lower by 0.05% than Minnesota. Not a big deal. Not something to brag about. Second, maybe he should compare us to Democrat J.B. Pritzker, because Illinois has a flat tax of 4.95%, or Democrat Gretchen Whitmer, because Michigan has a flat tax of 4.25%. Conveniently, didn't mention that those examples are blowing us out of the water. Number three, let's track the increase in state budget. In black and white numbers, the governor's proposal is for a $119 billion budget. That would be almost double the increase of last budget. Here's some perspective. Wisconsin's budget 6 years ago was $82 billion. So let's do some math. Our state was founded in 1848, so it took 171 years for our budget to grow to $82 billion. At this rate, our budget will grow another $82 billion in 12 short years. This budget proposal would make a $40 billion increase in 6 years. The trajectory of these tax increases and these budget increases are not sustainable, are not reasonable, are not responsible. Taxpayers can't keep up with this. Sigh, take a breath. All right, you have the picture. In other news, I want to give us another entry from the You Can't Make This Stuff Up file, and this time we visit the campus of UW Parkside. As the campus grows and evolves, one of the buildings on campus was part of a cluster of buildings no longer in use and actually scheduled to be razed, aka torn down. Meanwhile, on campus, the regular maintenance of buildings involves a rotation of replacing roofs. And you guessed it, when a building scheduled to be torn down came up in the rotation, apparently no one was paying attention to the details and a brand new roof was installed. And it really makes me pause when Governor Evers plans on giving the largest increase in state history to the UW system. I'm not making a judgment on whether the UW is a worthy system. I'm just skeptical whether that level of increase is justified when stuff like this is how our tax dollars are invested in budgets that are already out of control. And finally, in honor of the budget process, I leave you with a quote from the 40th President of the United States, Ronald Reagan. There were always those who told us that taxes couldn't be cut until spending was reduced. Well, you know, we can lecture our children about extravagance until we run out of voice and breath, or we can cure their extravagance by simply reducing their allowance. Have a great second half of your weekend. As always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every taxed corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.